107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, let's warm up, shall we, with our recipe of the week as we're getting into, you know, the chilly weather. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, absolutely. So in honor of the weekend that is right around the corner, I thought a good finger food recipe was in store. So this week's recipe features the ultimate finger food nachos. So this week's recipe is called chicken shawarma nachos.
Oh, I like the sounds of this, Sydney. How do we put this one together?
Yeah, so this recipe actually calls for chicken thighs, although you could also use a chicken breast if that's what you have on hand. So first, you want to mix together the shawarma-inspired seasoning for your chicken. This is made by combining oil, cumin, garlic powder, coriander, onion powder, cayenne pepper, cinnamon, and allspice in a bowl. Now, I know that's a lot of spices, so if you don't have all of those on hand, you could also toss your chicken in a Greek dressing as well. So toss your chicken in the seasoning mix, then bake in a 425-degree oven for 15 minutes. Once cool enough to handle, transfer your cooked chicken to a cutting board and thinly slice it into small strips. Then transfer it back to your baking sheet and broil in your oven for about 3 minutes or until the edges of your chicken are golden brown. And this is what really gives your chicken that shawarma texture. Finally, arrange your nacho chips on a baking sheet, top with cheese, your cooked chicken, and diced red onion. Broil in the oven until your cheese is melted. Then top with shredded lettuce, tomatoes, cucumber, and tzatziki sauce drizzled on top before serving these delicious nachos to your family and friends.
Oh, that sounds great. And it does sound like a long list of spices on that one. I think we've chatted before. Do you like things nice and spicy?
You know what? I do like a bit of spice, and it's such a great way to add flavor to a dish without adding additional salt.
There you go. We'll have the recipe of the week, of course, on our socials, on Facebook, Twitter, and our website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, you've got a very special webinar that's coming up at the end of the month. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a free webinar coming up on November 30th with my colleague, Catherine Sutherland, who I know many of you are familiar with, as she used to do these segments with Jamie as well. And our webinar is on three ways to improve your relationship with food. So it's an introduction to intuitive eating. If you're curious about what that is, then check it out. It's from 6:30 to 7:30 on November 30th, and you can find the link to that on my Facebook page or by visiting dietitianwebinars.ca.
That is perfect. Again, we'll pass along the details on that as well. So lots going on. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs with our recipe of the week. And Sydney, do your kittens like the chilly weather, or I imagine they don't?
You know what? They like to peek their noses out the door when we come home, and we actually do have our Christmas tree up already, and they are certainly interested in that.
Oh, good luck with that. keep an eye on them, Sydney. Keep an eye on them for sure.
So hopefully it doesn't topple over.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs with our recipe of the week. Thanks so much for this, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great weekend.